Today, the DA's first election posters went up in the Cape Town Metro in Lower Main Road Observatory. Our message on these posters, Cape Town works, let's do more, speaks to the DA's broader election message of a record of delivery and a promise of more. It confirms what the people of Cape Town already know, that the DA gets things done. And it asks him to entrust the DA to step this up another gear over the next 5 years. The past three uninterrupted terms of DA government in the Cape Town Metro have afforded us the opportunity to implement the DA's long-term vision of a city that works for its residents, but we know there is potential to do even more. We know where our opportunities and our challenges lie, and we're not afraid to get stuck in and do the hard work. Cape Town may already stand head and shoulders above all the other metros, but this is not good enough yet. We will do even better over the next term. Our candidate for mayor in this city, Jordan Hill Lewis, has already taken his vision for Cape Town to many different communities over the past 2 weeks, and the reception has been incredibly positive. There's a genuine belief that Cape Town's best is yet to come, and that Jordan has the vision and the drive to take this metro to greater heights. What today's poster flighting also says is that the DA is ready to contest these elections. Unlike almost every other significant party in the country, and particularly the ANC, while they've been fighting to get the elections postponed, struggling to finalise their lists amid the usual violence that accompanies this, and battling to pay their staff salaries for months, the DA has already hit the campaign trail across the country. Our preparation started over a year ago, and when we began our candidate selection processes, and we are proud to have submitted a candidate in every ward in South Africa for the first time in these elections. Unsurprisingly, this was all completed well ahead of the cut-off time, and our deposits were paid on time, leaving us free to focus on our campaign. One of the most important parts of this process takes place this coming weekend, as South Africans get to register themselves correctly to vote in their wards on November the 1st. DA staff and public representatives have already spent many months assisting voters with this, and this registration weekend presents the final opportunity to ensure that you appear on the voters' roll in the ward where you live. I urge every South African over the age of 18 to check their registration status ahead of the weekend, and then to ensure that they're eligible to express their democratic choice in 7 weeks' time. There's only one chance every 5 years to use the power of the vote to determine the future of your town or city, and it's critical that this choice is expressed by as many citizens as possible. Once correctly registered, we invite voters to get to know their mayoral candidates as well as their ward candidates. Hear what they have to say about the DA's vision and ask them questions. There's nothing more powerful in a democracy than an informed and engaged citizen. We look forward to taking our campaign to every corner of the city of Cape Town and showing people that they need to vote for a party that gets things done with a record of action and a promise of more.